Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. Available at Centra and Supervalu stores nationwide. Great tasting coffee, no messing.
And we're chatting about pregnant women in this very difficult time, because the coronavirus outbreak has left many people feeling trapped in their homes. But for pregnant women, the situation has been particularly scary, I'd say. Expectant mothers have been isolated from their antenatal support. Many of their loved ones and are experiencing anxious times as we move through this pandemic, I suppose. So what is it like preparing to give birth in such an unsettling time? And what can women expect when it comes to delivery and aftercare? Well, joining me on the line now to answer some of these questions is antenatal educator and midwife Avril Flynn. Good morning.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. All well.
Good. Are you replying to hundreds and hundreds of messages from...
Yeah, and just listening. First, I'd like to say huge congratulations to Harriet and Rob on little Henry's birth. They sound like... Well, Harriet just sounds like an absolute rock star, doesn't she?
Absolutely. You know, she doesn't even sound like she's in bits at all. Like, she sounds totally fine. Fair play to her.
Yeah, but it's so tough, Jen, and just, you know, to extend from my midwifery's perspective and also perspective as a human, just how tough it is for people at the moment that are going through this in all, you know, ways of life, but particularly when you're pregnant or you've just had a newborn, it's particularly difficult.
And I would say expectant mothers are even more anxious because hormones are all over the place and you're anxious anyway. So with lumped on top...
Jen, you know, you've had babies, as have I. When you're pregnant, it's a very anxious time anyway, you know, when all is well with the world. But to add this type of kind of challenges, it just makes things really, really difficult. And what I've been trying to do in my work in trying to reassure mums and dads, but also trying to think of things that I can do and that are being done to help mums just kind of ease that a little bit for them.
So let's go through some questions. Avril, can I ask you, are those who are expecting a baby at higher risk health-wise than the general population?
Okay, so during pregnancy, there are changes to your immune system that helps you stay and keep pregnant. And because of this, it's why one of the reasons that you're advised to get the flu vaccine, the seasonal flu vaccine, or that you'd be advised to get a booster of the pertussis or whooping cough vaccine. So similarly, we would put pregnant women in a more vulnerable group. But the answer is we really just don't know. So we're being extra cautious with pregnant women because we don't really know. This is a totally new virus. So we don't know the effects yet, so we're erring always on the side of caution. Okay. And we know with other viruses, women are more vulnerable.
So are there any extra precautions that someone who's pregnant might take?
I mean, all the extra precautions are the same ones that we're all doing.
Okay.
So the staying at home, the hand washing, but it's particularly pertinent for pregnant women that they need to be even more careful about their social interactions and trying to reduce those insofar as physically possible.
Are regular scans and antenatal classes, are they still going ahead or no?
So unfortunately, so the scans, yes. So most scans are going ahead. And if there are changes to your scans, your maternity unit or hospital will contact you. So there's no need to contact them. They'll contact you if there's a change. But unfortunately, all antenatal classes are totally cancelled at the moment. All breastfeeding classes are cancelled at the moment, which is really, really, really tough. But there are online supports. So I've moved, I provide antenatal class, so I've moved all of that online.
Great.
And there are lots of other really brilliant birth educators, midwives, lactation consultants, doulas that are all providing all different ranges of online support. And I've actually compiled a list of those. And that's on my own blog, and I'll give you all the details about that. But there are lots. So I don't want mums and dads, I know how isolated people feel, and I want them to know that, okay, it's not the same, but there are supports there. So please, please don't feel alone.
Avril, there seems to be a lot of talk around this, but who is allowed in the delivery room during birth?
Yeah. So at the moment, there's only one unit in the country that has totally banned birth partners, and every other unit allows you to have a nominated birth partner. So either your husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, one nominated birth partner in with you. But it's only at the time when you're actually in the delivery suite or labour room. So unfortunately, as Harriet was talking, she had to do a lot of the hard work on her own, which is awful. But that really is to protect mums and babies and staff as well. And the WHO guidance at the moment would very much that, that you know, partners should be allowed in the delivery suite. And I would be very much hopeful that, you know, I know all of the units in the country are doing their utmost to maintain that slight level of normality that you would have your birth partner with you.
Well, that's something. Can I ask you, if somebody becomes infected with COVID-19 during pregnancy, can you run through what they need to consider, like before, during and after the birth?
Yeah, so just a bit of reassurance that although this is a new virus, it doesn't appear from the information that's coming out of Italy and China that women are pregnant women are affected any worse than the normal population. So 80% of people will be absolutely fine, and that includes 80% of pregnant people. But we obviously have to take extra precautions. We haven't seen amongst any of the data that it's passed in utero, so passed to the baby, you know, when the baby is actually inside the mum, or that the baby's at any particular risk of catching it while inside the mum. But extra precautions are around birth. So, for example, if you were in the delivery suite and you were a confirmed case, all of the people in the room would be wearing kind of scary personal protective or PPE equipment. When the baby's born, the baby will absolutely try to be with you, but there'll probably be an incubator beside you. And when you're handling the baby, you'll obviously be massively encouraged to wear your own mask and PPE equipment. If you're breastfeeding, absolutely to be encouraged to breastfeed, but to take extra precautions. So lots of hand washing, lots of safety like that. And you'll be observed, and the baby will be observed. And there might be other people like immunologists or neonatologists brought in just to make sure that everything's okay.
Would extra demands be made on hospitals? Does it have a knock-on effect in terms of maternity care?
Of course it will. Mm. You know, at some point, you know, particularly if we get this the surge that everybody keeps talking about. But at the moment, like talking to my colleagues, things are very calm. Everybody is doing their absolute damnedest to keep things as normal as possible. And also because you have no visitors at the moment, things are actually quite quiet in the maternity hospitals at the moment. But I mean, I've signed up for the Ireland On Call, and I know a lot of my colleagues have as well, so that there are lots of us waiting in the wings, that if we are needed, we're there to be able to step in and help.
Great. What advice, lastly, what advice would you give to anyone who is pregnant and listening to this and might be feeling a little bit concerned?
Well, as you know, Jen, as I said at the beginning, it's a worrying time, and it's okay to be worried. Like, anxiety is unfortunately part and parcel of this COVID kind of madness. But we can't control what, you know, what's outside of our control. But what we can control is trying to keep ourselves as relaxed and calm and try and enjoy that cocooning, as we're trying to call it. So when you're at home, as you were talking with Harriet there, like in that little love bubble, to enjoy that. And to make use of all of the Zoom, all of the FaceTime, all of those sorts of things to keep in touch with people, but also to reach out. As I said, there's lots of online support there. So reach out, contact me if you need any guidance on that. Like, we really, really care. We totally understand how challenging this is for mums and dads, and we want to try and mitigate the awfulness of this insofar as possible. And with new babies, there's new hope. So these little people, as you said, were part of the COVID bunch of mums, and what an amazing story to tell about how they were born in, and hopefully how we'll make things a little bit easier for them when they arrive.
Absolutely. And anxiety does no good to the new mum or the baby, so try and keep yourself as calm as possible is some very good advice. So where would be a good place to find out more information if people want to go looking?
So the HSE website is really, really good, and it's being updated constantly. And each of the maternity units have their own websites. And if you go onto their landing page, so if you Google the National Maternity Hospital or the Coombe or the Rotunda, they have a big COVID-19 information section. And that's constantly being updated with exactly what to do if you're feeling unwell, who to contact, if you have any concerns or, you know, any labour or birth concerns or questions, to who to contact. And they are working 24/7, like it's all hands on deck, to try and help mums and babies and try and ease this really, really tough time for everyone.
Brilliant. Avril, thanks for talking to us today, and stay safe yourself, okay?
Thank you. Thanks,
thanks
for having me.
Avril. Bye, bye, bye. That's Avril Flynn, midwife and antenatal educator. And as Avril says, the best place to go for information is the hse.ie, and you can also check out avrilflynn.com to find out more information about the work that she does. And as she says, she has a list compiled of all the different places that you can go if you're feeling anxious and you need some online support. Back after these.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.